to do what they need to do, but I'm fine with that, but.
Well, I think the committee part is done, if the job description is done, so now we're to the council role on the compensation, so.
The entire council on the compensation.
My only other comment, and this will be my last comment on the subject, is if we approve this, what does it say to other department heads? Do we have any, will we have any other department heads coming back? You know, I'm just, and I don't know the answer to that, I'm just throwing that out there. Don't know the exact answer to that, but that's the other thing, that we spent a lot of time last year trying to be fair, 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 fair. And I know this year, we have some issues that we think haven't turned out very fair. So I know we need to address some of those. But that's just my, that's my thought process.
Okay.
I'll talk about myself, because that's going to be a little easier than me talking about Dolores for a moment. I'm above the midpoint. I am grossly above the midpoint. And the discussion was, how can the director be promoted and take a substantial pay cut from where our paramedic supervisors are? Because currently, that's what would have happened. It would have been a significant pay cut if we assigned me the midpoint. In the same ballpark of where Dolores is today. So like my wife and I, we have a saying in our household, and it's, you're not that special. And so like when your head gets too big or something like that, we say, hey, you're not that special, settle down, right? Or vice versa, when you think the world's out to get you, you say, hey, you're not that special, right? So like for me, this is my you're not that special moment as the director of this service, is how can I be so grossly above the midpoint, but Dolores, the assistant director, whoever, the assistant director gets held to that midpoint, whereas we made that exception for the director. And the answer for me is, you're not that special. So if that's the standard we're implementing, that should be the standard across our service.
Well, and I want to make the same point again for this budget cycle that I made for last budget cycle when we had that discussion, and that is that those numbers in the EMS departments that are county funded around the state are going to change very rapidly, and we're on the vanguard of that because we were the first one to implement the EMS tax. So we got that money first, and everybody that came after us, because initially that was written essentially for Clinton County. So year one, it was one county, it was us. And then they widened the net of who could qualify, and everybody's catching up to us very rapidly. So I felt like that, I'm not saying the survey was wrong, I just felt like circumstances had changed, and clearly if we'd have been at those market levels, we wouldn't have anybody filling the positions or at those published midpoint levels. So.
And I agree, Alan. I just think the you know, taking Stephen to pass the midpoint, you know, was a chink in the survey, mm-hmm. And so we're just going to keep chinking at the survey. So when does a survey become not worth anything? You know, I mean, that's.
It's understood, I can't argue with that. I just, other than to say, you could already tell that the numbers were out of date because of the change in the legislation.
I understand that too. Yeah. It's just at some point we're going to have a lot of department heads coming and saying, okay, we're an exception too, and so I'm okay with some of that. Mm-hmm. I'm okay with some of that, and I understand some of that. I just want the whole council to realize. We're either pointing to the survey or we're not pointing to the survey. Let's throw the survey out and start doing what we want to do. I don't know.
It sounds like we're going to be having a new survey.
That's the last thing.
I do think we need.
A very expensive survey.
It was. Yeah.
Exactly.
This is maybe a bad term, but in my mind, the way I'm looking at it is we were consistently inconsistent by the way we handled this, in the sense that we would be handling the assistant director position in the same way that we handled the director's position last year, in the thinking of, A, the uniqueness of healthcare, trying to get employees into healthcare. It's very similar to what Melissa said with the health administrator position. And then just that, the second point two being that chain of command, that career path forward, mm-hmm. that we've really tried to put in place for other departments that I think mm-hmm. needs to be consistent here.
I think the council is going to need a work session to talk some of these inconsistencies through.
if we came back for another meeting in a week, what would we know then that we don't know now? Why would we not hammer this out right here? I mean, some of those others, I think maybe there's a bigger picture because they're related to county general or whatever. This is a standalone budget with it's a yes or no question, really.
I don't think you can pay upon which budget they get paid out of.
You don't think what now? Say.
I don't think that you said it's a standalone budget.
Well, only point there being is there's no other, you can't bring up any other extenuating circumstances. We know everything we need to know. There's no other new information. This is what I meant.
Yeah, there's no new other, any other information. I think the only question is, do we want to make an exception to the survey? You know, I mean, that's the bottom line. In my mind, we just need, and I don't mind making an exception because I do, the health department is one of those situations. I think the health department, we need to have an exception because the survey doesn't show right. And I think the same thing with EMS, the survey maybe didn't show right. So we wanted Stephen to be made pay more money. We have a great paramedic program. He's doing a wonderful job. He's building the whole thing up. And I just think we just need to know, we just need to agree. And that was maybe a quiet conversation about it, but we're having it in public, so we're having it in public.
Well, right now though, we haven't made any decision on any salary.
That's true.
And are we making a decision today, or when is it?
Well, I've got a list going of the ones that feel like we need to go back and talk about, and I thought that when we got done going through all the budgets, we would at least
talk about those today.
I don't know that we come to a decision. I was going to ask the council whether you wanted to talk about any of them or whether you want to come back for another meeting.
I mean, I think
I love meetings.
Yeah.
I think we have all the decision, all the information from Stephen that we need, you know, as far as that goes. But you are in charge, buddy.
I mean, I'll be honest. It's a tough pill for me to swallow. It really is at that. And I know you guys do a great job at everything. You know, we have other things that we talked about last year, and we talked about them some this year, is you have your first deputies that make 80% of things. You know, 80% of Stevens, if you want to go with that category, it's still a pretty good pay increase. Mm-hmm. It's nowhere near what he's looking at, but it is still pretty hefty at $7,000 more than what that position's paying now. But, I mean, that's my opinion on that right there. And it all still does go back to a salary survey. We start making exceptions and we're looking at it, then somebody also has to come up and say, well, it was a waste of money to do that if we're going to make exceptions to everything, everybody that comes along with a request.
So Cecily had to leave. She had an emergency. So she is communicating through me, and she is asking if Scott County was who you were referencing for the assistant chief. Was Scott County?
It was Scott County.
Yes.
But I can't remember. I thought Cecily ran the paramedic program director from Scott County.
That was 88,000, and the paramedics there make 82. Then she commented and said that, and I think she's talking about the committee, they adopted the classification system, and regardless of budget or where money comes from, if he takes one position in the same category up, then opens door for anyone on same category to ask for the same.
Understood. Thank you, Cecily, for the feedback. Okay, you guys have asked me tough questions. Here's my tough question that I'm going to kick back at you guys. Is there another assistant director that makes less than their subordinates?
I can't answer with 100% certainty, but I don't believe so.
I would say probably.
I believe we have a couple that we need to look at.
So there's some other people that we need to look at. And I say we'd have to be, if we're willing to make this adjustment for that reason, we need to be willing to make other adjustments for others for the same reason.
Well, and we keep comparing the health department director to this, and that's really not because I believe the previous person that filled that position was at the, I think that you could just, you know, I think that looking at possibly bringing that person in at what that director was making, I'm sorry, I may not have her title exactly right, is a little bit different than what we're talking about right now. You're just talking about possibly filling a position at the same rate that the previous person was being paid. At least that was my understanding as far as the health department goes.
You know, and let's say Stephen decides to leave next week and we've got to hire somebody. And this is me speaking, that I wouldn't think that you'd bring him in at, you know, what Stephen's making now. If it's that far above the midpoint, well, then are you going to get the director's midpoint lower than what the assistant director's at this point in time? Then you're back to the same spot that Stephen just asked us the question on.
Well, the committee asked Cecily, and she did run numbers for us, if we brought all assistant directors or assistants to the 80% of what the director or that top position, there was absolutely no way that the county could afford to do that. Just in trying to bring everyone to that level, not even adding in the benefits.
Oh, that's right. I remember that now.
Yes. So that idea was kind of like, you know, we didn't even end up forwarding that to the entire council because
it's right here. This is the document that she gave us. So she gave us, she took everybody, the department head and the first deputy, took everybody to the high point plus 2.5%, thinking we were might be giving a 2.5% this year. So it's broken down by categories, and those are the totals.
Okay, I'm gonna say some things, and yeah, you guys may not like what I have to say, and that's okay. But my responsibility comes to advocate for my department. So, Todd, like, if I left next week, like that hypothetical, now this is not the most current one. I don't have that one. I just have the initial salary survey that we were issued. So the high end of my position was $66,992.93. The EMTs for our service make more than that annually. I'm a board certified flight paramedic.
Well,
that's not right.
That number,
so how do we?
Ridiculous.
Sure. But then, like, I mean, if we look at, so, like, I don't have paramedic program director or assistant director on this, so I can't say, but, like, that's the high end of the salary survey. And it's like, I know, like, I'm not trying to throw shade at another community, but I know that they struggle with their EMS financing and their director makes $80,000 a year. So we're, they struggle. Like, they're well below the surrounding areas. So, like, where does that number come up? Like, where did we discover that number? And I'm not trying to question the integrity of the salary survey, because I know you guys, A, spent a lot of money on it, B, have trusted it, and I think that it's done very well for our county employees. But, like, if the next director comes in and you advertise, I mean, the midpoint on that was $60,902. So they're going to make $37,000 less than supervisors?
No.
I haven't taken vacation time this year. I've taken some personal time. The one vacation week I tried to take off so we could potty train my 2-year-old, I work Saturday, Sunday because of call-offs. So, like, I'm not trying to say, like, oh, woe is me, but I'm trying to say, like, that doesn't justify a $60,000 salary where I am on call 24/7 and I have to drop what I'm doing with my family so that I can cover a truck because of call-offs, and $60,000 a year with no overtime ain't going to cut it. When I work, you know, I mean, shoot, I don't know. Like, I'm just, it's tough. Like, everybody can stand up here and justify it. And, like, I know how much Dolores works. I know how much I work. We're working our butts off for you guys. There's no other way to put it, and I'm not trying to suggest that any other department's not working as hard, if not harder, because I'm sure that they are. I'm sure somebody is getting up earlier than me and working later than me. I have no doubts in it. But yeah, I mean, if you asked me today, okay, I'll throw this out. When Jordan Brewer offered me the position. The county commissioners offered me the position, and I said yes before I was told what the salary is. Today, if you asked me, and I said yes, and then he followed it up with the salary midpoint is $60,902, I would probably have hung up on him.
Right. Right. Mm-hmm. And I would too. No.
Can I say a few things?
Yeah.
I think we have to remember a couple things that are different. First of all, if I'm having a heart attack, I want the best person working on me that I can have. And I can tell you that if I was asking to have just a regular EMT, or if I was asking the director based on the salary that they did, the review at $60,000, that person's not going to be very qualified. One of the problems that happened when they did this salary review was real simple. You know, they went out and tried to find like counties. Our competition is not like counties a long way off. Our competition is in hiring somebody is Lafayette. An example, my son has been on the fire department for now 16 years as a lieutenant. Just this year, his son-in-law got on Lafayette at the fire department making $2,000 more than my son's making with 15 years of service and as a lieutenant versus just a straight person. The people that we're competing with is Lafayette, for example, or Hamilton County, because our surrounding counties are the ones that we're competing with, not Knox County.
Let me only interrupt to say I did clarify that those counties were included in our survey.
Yeah, but what that happened was is the two of them got boxed off. They took the high and the low, and they took the middle. That's not our competition. I can tell you what he is saying is, because I've interviewed multiple people as coming in as our director over the several years, we can't do it based on that salary. You cannot get qualified people for that position or another position like that. So, you know, at 60,000, looking for a director, we can't do it. You can't get a good qualified person that gets us the money, that gets us the job, that gets us the move ahead situation that we have right now. And we continue to build dollar wise because we've got somebody who has a little bit of gumption, a little bit of expertise, a little bit of wanting to serve our county, and has done that, but yet we count, we hold them back in a certain place. And I think that the ambulance service that we have is totally different, no offense, but it's totally different than in the county department. There is a different type of person, a different kind of job description that they need. They have to do different things. And as they work up in position, it's imperative that we, quote, pay them for that position. So, and I would like to see, you know, I understand you guys are thinking about not making the decision, but you know what? We need to make the decision now and move on. Coming back in a week or coming back this afternoon doesn't make any difference in the information that you've got now. So, personally, I'd like to see you make those calls rather than kicking it down the road for 6 hours or, you know, 6 days.
Okay. Our HR director has said, don't you want qualified persons in every position, whether it's saving lives, doing accounting, or dispatching emergencies? I hate being this way, but we have to stop basing salaries off of performance, or we need to do it for every position. We need to take maybe Rick to the High Point. He does a great job at the county highway and running his department. So, I mean, again, it goes back to, this is me talking, those that do a great job, you do want to, you know, take them to High Point. There's a lot to unpack here.
Yeah, we veered off a little bit. We've started talking about the director position instead of the assistant director
exactly.
position.
Yeah. Yes.
So I want to get back to
that. And I just want to clarify that our director makes a lot more than what you just quoted.
Oh, I don't disagree, but so I think the assistant director is what we're talking about, too. So,
I don't have the assistant director midpoint. I don't know that number, so that's why I used my number to just share.
Yeah.
So assuming the assistant director would be paid less than the director, and the midpoint being 60,000 and change, like, I think that the assuming the assistant director would be lower than that, and that was what I was trying to put together. I apologize. So.
Well, and about how many hours would you say you and Dolores work?
Would they be classified the same
per week?
Supervisor?
Yeah. Is he?
I mean, I'm just trying to figure out whether.
Yeah.
I want to see what her pay would be.
Good question.
80% of his.
A lot. I mean, what am I clocked in for? I get my 40 hours and then I do some else. But like, am I checking every single second in which I have a phone call? No. Cecily can text Britt and tell me that I'm screwing it up. But I mean, like, I'll say like, in the first couple of months of the year, I mean, I received a phone call from the auditor's office and they said, are you aware that Steven's over 100 hours for this pay period and receives no overtime? Yep, I am well aware that I do that.
That's what I'm looking for. And the same thing with Dolores. If she's working 100 hours being paid for 40, you've got a really good argument there.
Yeah.
They are.
Supervisor to people making 10,
like he said, he's working 100 hours but only showing 40. And that's a problem.
And what about Dolores? She's the same. You would say the same thing for her?
I said I would like to work 100 hours.
Yeah, she's worked more than that.
She's on call 24/7 too.
Okay. So see, that's a lot different than other departments too, being on call 24/7.
And you know, our HR person, and I appreciate, and this is not a slam on her, but she's been in that position 2 months. In my particular case, in this particular situation, I've been in this industry for 40 years. I've regretfully had over 500 and some people that I've been involved with as employees and so forth. And yes, you try to have a standard for most people, but there are exceptions that you have to do. And if you have people that are stepping above that, you can't qualify them underneath the midpoint or whatever. And different departments have different restrictions, different qualifications, and all of them are important. The girl that's answering the phone out there is important. Just as important when she comes in and she introduces herself to whoever. Our security people sitting there are important to what we do, but each one of them have different job classifications and should respect different money. In this particular case, we're looking at a first responder, and we're looking at a person who is training those first responders. And so it steps up. And I think, you know, you guys have heard enough that I think there's a decision that you can make.
I think I'm going to do it this way. And I'll have to wait till Jeff gets back. But I want to take a vote to see who's in support of the line item as included in the budget. If there's not support for that, then we can put it on our list of items to discuss later along with other things. And we don't have to go through the whole discussion of what the number is going to be right now. We can do that with the other discussion points. But if there's an agreement to move as it was presented, we can mark it off our list. We've heard the logic behind the ask. But I want to wait for Jeff. So, take a moment.
I think that, you know, Stephen just made a comment that maybe I wasn't aware of, but probably everyone else is, that they are on call 24/7. I did not realize that.
Well, of course they are. I mean, the highway department.
But not every department.
The highway department is too.
Public services on call 24/7. I mean, the jail staff.
Well, if somebody calls you and you, you don't have to come in.
Well,
but you're saying one of the two of you all would always have to respond if there's a need.
Yeah, I mean, so like the other day when we had two call offs and nobody picked up, I come in and she's my relief at 5 p.m. on Sunday. So
Stephen, if you would take your vacation that you should take.
Yes.
I'm going to Idaho with no cell service here in a couple weeks, so.
And she'll be in charge.
She needs to be.
Should supervisors be in charge?
She needs to be in charge, yeah.
She would need to be in charge.
Yeah. Yeah, she absolutely needs to be in charge.
That's got to matter. So, Jeff, what I said when you stepped out was I wanted to go ahead and get a vote on whether there's support for the assistant director number as presented in the budget. If there is, we're done, we move on. If there's not, we can put it on our list of things to discuss at a different point, whether it's at the end of the day today or a separate meeting. So I'm not quite sure how to handle this because the chair is not supposed to make a motion. So I suppose it could die for lack of a motion if nobody wants to
just ask for
a consensus vote. So, okay, I'll handle it that way. I'd like to have a show of hands of those who would be in favor of the salary as presented in the budget by the director for the assistant director position. Those in favor of that number, raise your hand. Anybody on this side? So I'm seeing 4 on this side, 3 on that side.
Okay. I'm good with that.
I mean, it's a tough one. It's a tough one.
Oh, it's a very tough one. It's a very tough one.
I don't think there's a wrong answer here. Don't get me wrong.
Well, you know, I kind of take what the committee says, but it seems like Carol was the only one speaking. I mean, you three, right?
Todd, I feel like Todd.
Well, yeah, but it was after I made my comment. I thought that you guys were already kind of.
This
budget request is not our committee request.
Yeah,
no, this was beyond the committee's.
Yeah,
part.
When it comes to salaries, that's a council decision.
We don't make that decision. The only thing we
I know, but you guys hear a lot more than what I know what's going on. So that's all.
The only thing we had anything to do with it was that we saw the job description and allowed him to create the job, and at that point we didn't approve any increase. So this is
and said we would visit it at budget time.
And he's appropriately coming back and asking for an increase. Yeah. So
this is all happening the right way. It's just a tough discussion.
Yeah, I still have a problem.
Do we need to do that as a motion? A first, a second.
No, it's because it's in the budget.
Because we didn't change anything.
It was a consensus vote, no different than
I just wanted to make sure as I typed it.
Yeah. Okay. All right, so I think that would conclude the current discussion of the, it's not final until the adoption vote happens in October, but as it stands now, we're leaving it the same, or as presented. Okay? Thank you for your time. Thank you for all you do.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm. Enjoy your...
Sorry to put you guys in a rock and a hard place.
Enjoy your time in Idaho, incommunicado.
In seclusion, that's right.
I'm not giving my satellite number to anybody.
Okay.